For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
3, 2, 1.
Hello and happy Saturday. Hope you guys are having a great week. Well, there are no games this week. I mean, I know technically the Pro Bowl games are happening, but I just can't bring myself to take that too seriously. No, instead, this week, I'm going to be talking about something else that's going to be coming next week, and that is the NFL Honors. If you check out our site, musiccitydrivein.com, you'll see that I made my fearless predictions in all the categories yesterday, but that'll give you a little bit of a more written explanation for my choices. I figured I would go through a majority of the awards here and talk about them. The first up, NFL MVP. Look, there are a lot of quarterbacks in the pool. Josh Allen, Jared Goff, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, all nominees. It is likely to go to one of them. I think it is probably likely to go to Lamar Jackson, but I am just hoping against hope that people really take time to think about who was the most valuable to their team and their attack. And to me, that is Saquon Barkley. It's not just been in the playoffs where he helped guide them into the Super Bowl. His 2005 rushing yards, his great performances as a pass catcher, he was the engine that drove a 14-3 Eagles team. I think he is the NFL MVP. I think he should be the NFL MVP. Will he actually win the award? We'll find out. I'm still sticking with it. I am hopeful there are enough people that recognize his contribution that he will be able to make that happen. I think either way, though, he will win NFL Offensive Player of the Year. We've often seen that positional player who has a fantastic season, who's right up there in the MVP balloting, definitely winning that. You know, last year you could have made a very strong case for Christian McCaffrey as the NFL MVP. He ended up winning Offensive Player of the Year honors, and I think that would be the same case here. But what about Defensive Player of the Year? Well, you know what? It is a pretty good field. You could make a case for several of them. Call me a homer if you want. I'm going with Pat Surtain. He was an incredible lockdown corner this year for Denver. He was essentially the only star player on a unit that didn't have a lot of big names or a lot of big stars, but definitely was a driving force in the Broncos being 10-7 and making the playoffs. What about Coach of the Year? Well, I'm very tempted to go with Dan Campbell because they finished 15-2, and he had to overcome a lot of injuries on both sides of the ball to make that happen. But I gave the slight edge to Dan Quinn. The Commanders went from the number 2 overall draft pick to a 12-5 team in the wild card that was really ascending and surging.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Now, I know it's a regular season award and they're not taking into account the playoffs, but I still think what he did was just that impressive that the award will go his way. What about assistant coach of the year? Now, I'm going to admit, maybe this is a little Homer bias, but I was a little disappointed Vance Joseph did not make the finalist list, the final five. I think what he did with that Denver defense and the importance of that Denver defense to that team making a playoff run was outstanding. But looking at the candidates that were there, you know, you could go with a sexy pick like Ben Johnson or an Aaron Glenn who had overcome a lot of injuries. But I went with Joe Brady. You know, this Buffalo Bills offense, they've had to find a new identity starting about the midpoint of last year, and they were a 13-4 team. They did really well, and they did it with a lot of role players built around a star in Josh Allen. I mean, Allen's very good. That's why he's a finalist for the MVP. But I like the construction. I like what they did. I like how they found ways to make everything work. I think Joe Brady, a great turnaround there. They had been looking for some stability since Brian Daboll left, and I think he really brought that to them. How about Rookie of the Year? Well, Offensive Rookie of the Year, look, I would make a case for any of them. You can make a very strong case for Bowers and Brian Thomas as great receiving weapons. I think you could definitely make a case for Bo Nix, who had some better statistics in some categories than Jaden Daniels. But who mattered more to their team? And with all the pressure that was on them, I think it's certainly Jaden Daniels. I think he's been a front runner in this category for a while. I think he will certainly lock it up. Defensive Rookie of the Year, I ended up going with Jared Verse. I don't think any of them made a hugely strong case to me. None of them super stood out the final five. But Verse with the Rams defense, I think that was great. Well, what about Comeback Player of the Year? This one's always difficult, and I could see Sam Darnold getting quite a few votes based on the regular season he had, but if you are a finalist in the MVP race and you are also in this Comeback Player of the Year race, that says something about how great your season was. And Joe Burrow, coming off a slew of injuries that really kept him down and out last year, he was incredible this year. He had incredible numbers. He was incredible in leading this Bengals team. I think he will be the NFL Comeback Player of the Year, and that is my pick as well. Well, a little bit of a shorter episode this week, just kind of talking about NFL honors. The season is almost over. That is really hard to believe. Next week, I will give my Super Bowl preview and talk about a few Super Bowl props as we get ready for the big game. And then we'll do a couple of shows in the offseason. Won't be here weekly, but we will be here sporadically throughout as we get ready for the 2025 season coming faster than you know. Until then, I hope you guys have a wonderful week. If you're looking for something fun, check out the Pro Bowl games or the Senior Bowl this weekend. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.